This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain's America Third Watch Captain, talking to you. And by the way, let's not forget tomorrow's news tonight right here on the program. We broadcast on my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, in my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations all across America and the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and on the satellite, streaming live online. Now, special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now, all across the country and around the world, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and those roughnecks, too, out there in the oil rigs, thank you very much for everything you do. And hello to the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now, our good friend Wayne Allen Root, Root for America, and here he is. Good morning, Wayne.
Captain, good morning. How are you?
Oh, boy. Busy, busy, busy. Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready, sir?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Wayne, this coronavirus is really, really, really starting to get serious around the world. This morning when I came on the air, China was saying, we got this under control now, and things are getting better, not as many cases. And then less than 30 minutes later, Russia shut their border down with China. Now, today, just about 3-4 hours ago, last evening, the United States advised against all travel in China, period.
Yeah, you know, if you listen to my national TV show tonight on Newsmax TV, which is every night at 8 o'clock.
That's right.
This time, 5 o'clock West, you know that I talked about this a lot during the show, because for the last 10 days or so, the average American has not been exposed to how bad this really is. And I've been warning for days now, for the whole 10 days, I've been saying, all the experts I speak to say this is different than SARS. This is different than other pandemic,
that's right,
potential pandemics in the past. This one is person to person. This is not, you know, it's jump the shark from animal. It's person to person transmission. We had the first person to person transmission in the United States today in Chicago. A woman who got back from China gave it to her husband.
Yep.
And so this is very scary. And just another reason why you don't want the Bernie Sanders of the world, communists running our government, incompetent losers. China is got run by incompetent losers. They can't tell the truth of their life dependent on it. And it's out of control. And all the videos coming out of China say it's like an apocalypse over there.
Yep.
There are no cars on the street. There are no people in the street.
No.
The trains are shut down. The buses are shut down. The planes are shut down. The restaurants are shut down. The schools are shut down. Kids are a month off at least from school. Maybe they won't go the rest of this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really scary situation. And they say that, you know, what they're reporting with 7,000 people with this and 170 dead, the real number may be hundreds of thousands with it, with the illness, coronavirus, and there may be thousands dead. So it's a very serious situation that could damage or destroy the entire Chinese economy. We don't want this coming here.
Now, there's another side of this that I've been watching. About a week ago, a scientist at Harvard in one of their biological schools was arrested and charged with spying for China.
I saw, yes.
Yeah, well, there's more to the story now, because someone else from his department was stopped at the Logan Airport with a bunch of vials of this coronavirus in an attaché case, and he was headed to China. Also, a second lieutenant from China, who they did not report was a second lieutenant, and we didn't even know about it until after the fact, was also, warrant was out for her, but she's already back in China. This could be all related, because the coronavirus has been manufactured and used in the United States to treat acute bronchitis.
Look, I don't want to speculate on where it comes from. I know that there's a infectious disease type of unit in China, in Wuhan, the very area where this all started.
You're right.
And 2 years ago, a infectious disease expert in the United States said he was, of all the places in the world, that was the one he was most worried about, that the Chinese are just not good at keeping, you know, sanitary conditions and making sure that terrible diseases are locked away in that clinic. They could get out. And sure enough, you know, one of the things they were studying was this coronavirus. So who knows if that's the source, or it's the terrible kinds of strange meats they eat in China, bats and all kinds of strange exotic animals, and it jumped the shark to people. I don't know what the reason is. I just know their economy is in severe danger, and the entire world could be plunged into global depression if this thing traveled the world, because, of course, nobody would be flying, nobody would be eating out, nobody would be staying in hotels, nobody would be going to Disneyland. You'd kill the world's economy. So you got to pray this thing doesn't get to America, and I think you'll hear very soon an announcement from President Trump that he's stopping all flights from China. You got to.
Yeah.
You don't have any choice. You got to do it for a short period of time until we know this thing is under control.
Well, the American Airlines pilots, as of last night, were still flying into China, and they have sued. Their company to tell them to halt the Chinese flights.
I'll bet, because you don't want to lose your life because your airline forced you to fly in there. Terrible thing.
And
not just the pilots. What about the stewardesses who make the real contact?
Right.
You know, the flight attendants, the real contact with the people flying. I mean, that's a really scary thing for a flight attendant.
Right. And the World Health Organization did declare, they declared a global crisis for the coronavirus again last night. So this is all escalated in the last 6 to 8 hours.
Yes. I mean, there's no question that, you know, we're political hosts, you and I. But this is one of the top two or three issues.
Correct. Other
than impeachment. You know, this is the issue in the world today, that the average person is not aware the kind of danger we all face in this coronavirus.
Well, hold that thought, Wayne, because when we come back, we're going to talk about impeachment. We've got a caller on the line. You hang on there. We'll get to you, caller, just in a minute. But I am talking to Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Root for America himself. You see him on Newsmax TV Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
About the state of modern education. Have you considered enrolling your child in a private Christian school? Go to ChristianTuitions.com. Discover how to get 50% off your first year. Find a school near you at ChristianTuitions.com. That's ChristianTuitions.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Okay, ladies, time for the official neighborhood couponist club meeting to come to order. How did we do this week?
2-for-1 bridge mix.
I got $1 off a pound of bacon.
And you, Gert, how did you do?
Who, me? I just saved $75 with Total Air Solutions 3-for-2 maintenance inspection coupon.
What?
Yep. Went to TotalAirFL.com, clicked on their special page loaded with coupons, and got 3 maintenance inspections for the price of 2. I've been using Total Air for years. They do great work at a fair price. Now that I've discovered all their coupons at TotalAirFL.com, I get even more bang for my buck. And dare I say, a shot at the 2019 Coupon Queen Crown?
Hail Queen Gert, who also receives priority services and an additional 10% off repairs. New customers only. Total Air Solutions has been your friend in the business since 2003. You too can save when you click specials at TotalAirFL.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Thank you for the amazing job you've done in moving my first book forward in the publishing process.
Ludi Cotton Darnell's book, Ashley, Alex, and the Mystery Twins, was published with Zulon Press.
This is an exciting time for me.
Have you got a book for a Christian audience? Want to control the publishing process? Your free publishing guide is at ChristianPublishing.com.
I thank the Lord that Zulon Press has made it possible.
Visit Zulon Press for your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-797-5868. 800-797-5868. That's 800-797-5868.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Nat Bruce.
Hey, that's that guy I got on the telephone right now. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling from nagging pain, whether it's arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, foot pain, ankle pain, muscle aches in general, or any kind of pain, let me tell you about something that I tried 3 years and 10 months ago now, and it's worked for me ever since. It's called Relief Factor. And you can try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start plan right away. You'll have it in about 2 to 3 days. It costs $19.95. And you will know before the third week whether or not it's going to work for you. A lot of people are reordering this stuff. The percentage with us here in the program is 81%. That's the highest amongst all the other people that talk to you about Relief Factor. So the people that take it here obviously need it and it works for them. So go to the website. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain to find out more and order that $19.95 3-week quick start. Remember, all you got to lose is pain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, back to Wayne Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com. And Wayne, the television show's going bang gangbusters. I keep watching it every now and then. I can't see it all the time. But every time I'm over there, you got great things going on.
We do have great things going on. Look, it's the only show in America where they allow a guy to just literally shoot from the hip and speak from the heart for an hour. And that's what I do. I look up, you know, I don't have a staff. It's me looking up what I think are the most important news stories in America. I pick the top 20 or so, mm-hmm. put them in order of what I think the average Trump voter mm-hmm. wants to hear about, and I just talk about them from the heart, shoot from the hip, all hour long. Nobody else has a show like it.
Except for me on the radio.
Well, but I'm saying TV.
I know. Well, hold on. All right. Look, we got a question here from a caller. Okay. Good morning, Picasso. Go ahead. You had a question.
It's Picasso. Me too. The 3 one-man shows here. Mr. Root, that's a common name. Mr. Allyn, that's a general name. And Root is very familiar, but when I put them all three together, I got Mr. Wayne Allyn Root, and that's you, sir.
That's me.
That's all I can think of. And I've recently taken an interest in your show and your online stuff and, of course, your Newsmax show. And I wanted to know if you would allow me to ask you a personal anecdote question.
You can ask me anything you want.
Okay, you know, before I do, let me give you my, I only get 60 seconds with Captain. Well, the North Carolina four-corner Dean Smith offense out here with Phil Ford handling the ball and the 83 team with Jordan and the front line, and we just need to do four corners here for about 24 more hours, and then my pessimism is going to leave, and we're going to get this greatest president we may have had.
Been telling you that all week, Picasso. Been telling you that all week.
I know. Anyway, let me get to my question. I only got another 20 seconds.
Go ahead.
Captain only lets me on when there's a political fight so I can scream the power, Mr. Root. But, you know, I noticed, like, in your Twitter account, you got your fist up, and your phone number is that 833-WAR-TALK, which I got a chuckle out of that. And I thought, you know, if I ask you a question, I'd want to know, you got into this political game kind of in the Trump movement. Could you tell me, and I'll hang up and I want to listen on the radio, a personal story about what pulled you personally to him, maybe when you first met him or
sure.
something about the struggle.
Okay.
Not everybody maybe telling you were crazy.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying, Mr. Root?
Thank you,
yeah,
sir.
I got you.
All right, go ahead, Wayne.
He wanted to hear a personal story. I mean, I've told this story many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I've written, he didn't just get me into the game. It wasn't like I was never in politics.
Oh, you were in politics. We've known each other for 18 years, and I've never
since.
I was.
Yep. I've been in politics, but my main living was as a sports handicapper, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote a lot of political columns. And when Trump came along, when he went to that top of that escalator at Trump Tower, I wrote a column for Fox News. You remember? I said,
I do.
You're looking at the next president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump sent an email to me that day, and he said, Wayne, that's fantastic. I loved your column. I love you. You're the greatest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Personally signed. So the next few columns I wrote, maybe five, six in a row, this guy writes me a note every time. He's going to be the next president of the United States, and he's sending me notes. I've been writing for, like Captain said, 18 years, and nobody's ever sent me a note. Here's a guy that, you know, people are saying he's not a nice guy. He's a very nice guy. He takes a personal interest in you. He's the nicest guy in the world.
Yep.
And that's how I met Donald Trump. He started writing personal notes to me, found my email address out as the author of these columns, and sent me personal notes each time, handwritten. I like that column. I like this column.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Wayne, give me some advice. A couple times he said, I want to do a tax plan.
Yep.
Tell me about what you would put in the tax plan. I mean, we hit it off with each other.
Yep.
And the next thing I know, he chose me to be his opening speaker at his first major Vegas event in December of 15.
Yep.
And after that, he came to Vegas seven times. And each time I was the opening speaker. And backstage, him and I had a chance to, you know, always talk a little bit. And he became a big fan of mine. So, you know, and told Chris Ruddy, the owner of Newsmax TV, just a few months ago, every chance he gets, he watches my TV show.
Yep.
So it's kind of amazing to have the most important guy in the entire free world as a fan of yours. And I'm a huge fan of his as well.
And you and I remember when he made his announcement. And we sat here and we predicted, the two of us went right on a limb on national radio and said, Donald Trump is going to be the next president.
And sure enough, it worked out. I've made
yep.
a lot of pretty good predictions. You know, look, I could think of a couple of columns I'm very proud of. One, I said Trump would win the election the day he announced. That's pretty ballsy, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is that about 3 weeks later, so this was, you know, summer of 2015,
yep.
I wrote a column for Fox News that said, someday they're going to call Donald Trump the greatest black and Hispanic jobs president in the history of America. He will create more black and Hispanic jobs than anybody ever
mm-hmm.
and create the lowest black unemployment. And sure enough, it happened. And then days after he was elected, I wrote the column, we've just elected our first Jewish president. And I said, the reason I say that is he's going to do more for the Jewish
yep.
people in Israel than any president in the history of the world, not
yep.
just America. And I turned out to be right on the money.
Absolutely. Now, today, last night on Newsmax, Congressman Mike Johnson said that the impeachment trial will end today.
Yeah, today being where you are, it's Friday. Where I am, it's still
I'm
Thursday.
Always a day ahead of you, Wayne.
You're a day ahead of me. There you go. You're always ahead of me, Captain. What can I say? But yes, it's going to end on Friday evening. I think worst case scenario, by the way, would be Saturday morning. They were
right.
aiming for as a worst case. But it looks like now that Lamar Alexander has said he will vote no for more witnesses, this will end tomorrow. And, you know, I said this to you off camera, off mic, however you want to put it, off mic. I said, Captain, I probably have given less time to impeachment than any other major host in America. Maybe 5 minutes out of every one-hour show.
Right.
Because I just thought from the beginning it was a big nothing burger. It was always going to end the same way with Trump being acquitted and Trump being more popular and having a better chance of winning a landslide re-election because the liberals overreached so badly. And that's exactly what's happened. It's, it's not important. There's nothing there except the phone call saying, hey, guys, there's corruption. Want to check it out? What's wrong with that? Nothing.
Let me go over here real quick. We've got Mel in Saratoga Springs on the line. Mel, make it quick because I want to give Wayne a chance to say some more stuff here. Go ahead.
Good. Hello, Captain. Hello, Wayne. Yeah, could you give us a little info on that foreign occupier that you never saw at Columbia College and our third term mayor there, the old Bloomberg.
Okay.
That criminal. But anyway, I was just wondering whether you could expound on those couple of issues.
All right. Thanks, Mel. That's not
a very quick answer. I think most people know the story. Look, I went to Columbia.
Yep.
Columbia University. I graduated, on the same day as Barack Obama in June 1983. And we both were pre-law, both political science majors at the same exact college, graduating on the same day. Never saw him. Never heard of him, never met him. I don't know what it means. I've always said I don't know what it means, you know, other than the fact it seems rather strange and unlikely that a guy who goes on to become president of the United States and has a very popular, you know, personality was never seen or known by anyone at Columbia, not just me, anyone.
He was there on a foreign visa, Wayne. That's what I've come to the conclusion
that's the conclusion I wrote in one of my books.
That's
the
right.
The Middle Class and the Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. Those two books, I said, my conclusion is...
Which you mentioned me in. Thank you very much.
I've always said I think he got in with fraud. I think he was a foreign student at Columbia University. That's the only conclusion I come to. Very strange.
Mm.
And as far as Mike Bloomberg, look, I think he's the same as Tom Steyer. The two of them have spent hundreds of millions of dollars, and they're both at 2 or 3% in most of the polls. So I don't see Bloomberg going very far because he's an old white guy in a party that doesn't like white men or old white men. So I don't think they're ever going to settle for a Mike Bloomberg. But I know one thing. He sounds like a nutcase. He's the guy they call the most moderate. And yesterday he announced a program where, you know, basically all health care in America should include transsexual surgeries to make men women and women men. We got to pay for all that. And he said that transsexuals are such an important thing when it comes to housing and jobs. His administration will make sure no one discriminates. The guy is as extreme as any liberal running for the Democrat nomination. They're all the same. They have to appeal to an extreme radical element. So whether you think they're moderate or not, they're all with the Democrat electorate, which is extreme and radical. We can't take a chance of letting any of them near the White House.
Yep, and the music's going to pick up in my ear here. But, Wayne, I really appreciate you coming on the program. I know how busy you are, and I haven't bothered you that much, but I guess I'll bother you a little bit more from now on.
Sure, always a couple times a month I'm there for you, not really anybody else. You're
I know. Thanks very much, Wayne. We appreciate it. RootForAmerica.com, folks.
Thanks, Captain. God bless.
Amen. Okay, that's our buddy Wayne Allen Root. And Wayne and I have been a tag team for a number of years. And he did run for the presidency of the United States of the Libertarian Party, wound up being the vice president. He was the number two guy. Bob Barr ran for president that year. So he's been in the political game for a while. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump holding a rally in Des Moines, Iowa, as the Senate continues the final question and answer portion of the impeachment trial.
But it's all about their debates. They don't care about the farmer. Everything out here, they love Trump, and you should love Trump, with what I've done. So we're going to win the great state of Iowa.
In USA News for Your Health, the CDC says 200 Americans who've returned from the epicenter of the coronavirus in Wuhan, China, are not under quarantine, but they've agreed to remain at March Air Reserve Base in Riverside County, California, for further monitoring. Rear Admiral Dr. Nancy Knight, the director of the CDC's Division of Global Health Protection, telling reporters,
there were no individuals that responded to the questions indicating that they were high risk. We're reassessing that now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com.
info.org/prescription safety.
Take AM 930 The Answer with you wherever you go with our mobile app, TheAnswerSarasota.com, Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, and at radio.com.
Hi, T. Hewitt on the Next Year Hewitt Show. The latest on the coronavirus, its spread and its containment, as well as the approach of the final vote on impeachment, and Dr. Larry Arnn on the next 50 years competition with the People's Republic of China, all on the Friday edition of the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 930, The Answer.
There's a lot going on right now, and broadcasters are on the ground. Someone needs to tell you what's going on around the world and in our hometowns. And that someone is us. We are free radio. We are broadcasters. Visit wearebroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at GEICO. GEICO Insurance, GEICO.com, their website. Check them out for more. GEICO, by the way, has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto and truck insurer in the country, insuring over $21 million, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, if you've got a car or if you've got a truck, go over to GEICO.com, and you'll be asked to type in your zip code so they know where it is you're calling from. So if you need to ask them a question about, oh gosh, I don't know, a comparison rate for the vehicle you're driving, or maybe you want to find out where your local agent is, well, they'll give you all that information. But they offer you coverage at GEICO for not only the car or the truck that you're driving, but also the motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, Sea-Doo, Ski-Doo. Or you can save even more money if you get your homeowner's or renter's insurance with them, too. You'll get a bundle package, and that'll save you money in your car insurance. That's just the way it works. So, again, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. Save yourself some money and tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chucky Boy Schumer was almost in tears late last night, right after the dinner hour, because here's what he had to say. And I'll let him tell you that in his own words. He was taking questions from reporters when he walked out. Of course, the Democrats always like to walk up to the cameras and, you know, show what they don't know. But here he goes.
How confident am I on witnesses? That's a good question. Well, you got your question.
Okay.
Even though you're over my shoulder, I would say this. We've always known it will be an uphill fight on witnesses and on documents. because the president and Mitch McConnell put huge pressure on these folks. But for 4 weeks, we've made the relentless. I've been every day, I think every single day, I have argued why we need witnesses and documents. And we have won over the American people. And so our Republican colleagues, at least some of them, realize that if they are to reject witnesses and documents, they're going against not just a small group or not just Democrats, but against the whole grain of America. And they know that they may be held accountable to that. So I hope we can get witnesses and documents. It's an uphill fight. Is it more like than not? Probably no. But is it a decent, good chance? Yes. Thank you, everybody.
Now, that's Chucky Boy Schumer, and I first want to point out the fact that he talked about, well, the majority of the country wants this. No, they don't. No, they don't. The polls do not show that at all. The majority of the people that are being polled right now by a vast majority are showing that they not only do not want this president impeached, but they don't want it dragged on. They want this thing over and done with, period. That's the majority of the polls, and that's comes from the Real Clear Politics average of all the polls that are done out there. Now, you can cherry pick some polls and take a couple of Democratic polls and come up with just the opposite of that, but guess what? When you look at the other ones that go very hard in the other direction to the right, then guess what? It ain't true, Chucky. It ain't true. Now, I had the privilege last night of speaking, as I always do at the monthly meetings at the Club 45, meeting a great gathering of people, big crowd again, very enthusiastic crowd, a lot of young people there, a lot of minorities there, okay? It's not what you think is going on in the country anymore, and I wish the mainstream media would show up to cover this. So I was there, so I'm covering it. So here's what I saw. I saw a lot of college kids there, enthusiastic college kids for Donald Trump and for America. They came up afterwards and were asking me questions, and I was trying to give them as many answers as I could and shaking hands and all that sort of stuff because these people listen to me. So hello to the folks I met tonight over there, the young folks. But the other thing is, which is extremely important, okay, is that the mood of the country is not what the Democrats think it is. I don't know where they're coming up with this nonsense, but it's not true. It's not true. Did anybody see what happened in Wildwood, New Jersey, in a very big, solid blue state, and when the president came to town there? Did you see the people that were there? Well over 100,000 people all over the place trying to get in, and they knew they weren't going to be able to get in, but they just wanted to be there because the president was there. Did anybody see Des Moines, Iowa last night? The president in Des Moines, Iowa, standing room only, people out in the streets, thousands of people. Again, the Democrats have got to know that they're going to get their butts handed to them in November because of this escapade that they put forth. It's just that simple. And the other thing is, to all of the people that are listening to me all around the world, and we've got a brand new audience now because I heard from a roughneck over in Saudi Arabia, not to be outdone, of course. See what you started there, Bill, up there in Wyoming? One of your buddies over there at Aramco in Saudi Arabia says, hey, not so fast. We're all listening to you over here at the Aramco rigs over here in Saudi Arabia. So I got to say hello to them. So hello to everybody in Saudi Arabia listening to us. So, Bill, thanks for getting the word out there because your buddies over in Saudi are definitely listening to the program too. Now, the other thing is, we the people, okay, this is not a me thing. This is not an I thing. This is a we thing here. We the people. Now, I've got these groups on Facebook, and I have a little fun with them. I've got a group called the Captain's Army, but my official page is called the Official Captain's America Third Watch, and I encourage people to go over there and become part of the Captain's Army because that's where I put all the different show prep over there, the ideas, and people get to chime in over there. They send me ideas. Hey, maybe you might want to talk about this or that, or here's somebody. You know, I appreciate all the suggestions I get there. So if you want to do that, that's fine. Go over there, like the page, and then post what you want over there. Keep it respectful. We don't do a bunch of profanity and nonsense. All right, and if you do, then I block you, period. I block you. So remember, we are respectful to each other because, again, it's the only way that we're going to be able to get anything done in this country. We can't sit there and just start yelling and screaming at each other like the Democrats have been doing and lie. And we're not going to lie. We're going to tell you the truth, the truth. And we've been telling you the truth, which is why I've been on this program for 20 years and why it's continuing to grow. Do you realize that this is the fastest growing radio show overnight for a reason? It ain't because of my good looks. I'll tell you that. It's because of the message and because of all of you that contribute to the program, and we love it. And Terry, hello, how are you? Terry up in Nashville chiming in tonight. And I just saw Eric a little while ago. I saw Karen in there. Hello, Sondi. Hello, Frank. Hello, Donna up in Georgia. Hello, Major Mac in Germany. Hello, Maria in Germany. Let's see, who else is in there? Let's see, Amanda. Well, anyway, hello to everybody that's in the chat room tonight. We got a bunch of 44, 45, 6, 7, 8, 9. 50, 51, 53 people. And hello to Allen, Nebraska. Didn't mean to shun you because you were the first one that chimed in tonight. So hello to Allen, Nebraska. But to all the people that are there, this is a we thing. This is not a me thing. And that's why we do what we do here in the program, because it's all about we the people. And when I tell you, and when the Democrats hear it, we the people are coming in November to keep our country great again and to take it back from those that stole it from us, the Democrats that are out there, like the Ayoks and the Tlaibs and the Presleys, okay, and the Omars. Those people are in trouble right now for a reason. Now, Ayok doesn't care. She's got $6 million plus. She's become a multimillionaire. But Omar, on the other hand, with the legal investigations going on, is very apt to be run out of town on the rails, so to speak, up there in Minnesota, because if they find out and they can prove, and we think they can prove that she married her brother to sneak him into the country and then took advantage of student loans when they weren't entitled to it, they're in trouble. They're in big trouble. Those are felonies, and we're hearing that there was possibly three felonies that were committed by her and her brother, and that would definitely remove her from Congress very quickly. So keep all that in mind. Now, the other thing is, when you talk about the country, John Bolton's book, again, the Vindman brothers were involved in that. The one brother, of course, who testified earlier on in the impeachment proceedings in the House. And then this other brother, who we found out is the vetter, the National Security Council vetter that vets all the material that comes in there to make sure nothing gets released as classified or top secret or anything like that. He might not have seen the manuscript, because as far as we know, nobody has, but he certainly knows of the manuscript, and we believe that he leaked any information that he thought was in there. We believe, here on this program, that he leaked it to the New York Times, because he was the only one that would have a vendetta, number one, and would have the wherewithal and the access to do something like that. So just think about that. Now, why in the hell are these two brothers still on the National Security Council? I'd like to know. Why are they still there? They shouldn't be there. They shouldn't be there. They should have been taken off. President Trump should have taken them off once this Lieutenant Colonel, the older brother, Vindman, testified the way he did against the express orders of the President of the United States in uniform when he wasn't supposed to be there. All right, well, we're coming back, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the President creating a new position on human trafficking, kind of like a human trafficking czar, and there's a lot of that going on around the country, but certainly down here in Florida. And by the way, they're watching like a hawk down there, the underage hookers that are down there in Miami, to see if that's not part of it. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the...
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
2020 is the year your business is going to thrive.
Or will it?
Resolve to use digital marketing to your advantage with the help from the pros at Salem Surround. Whether you're just testing the waters of digital marketing or already have a plan in place that's not getting results, we give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Salem Surround provides your business with all your marketing needs under one roof. Face it, if you're not effectively using digital media, you're behind the competition and losing sales. Salem Surround will help identify any weak points in your marketing strategy and consult with you to bring solutions that will meet your needs and exceed your expectations. Total market penetration for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers.
Learn more at SurroundSarasota.com. That's SurroundSarasota.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Captain Matt here. You've got to get to the Groveside Cafe of Mixon Fruit Farms and try their pot roast sandwich. It's grandma's pot roast, slow-cooked, piled high, and covered in Swiss cheese. It absolutely melts in your mouth. Mixon Fruit Farms also has one of the best BLT sandwiches I've ever had. It's not called the loaded BLT for nothing. Applewood bacon stacked high. You've got to try this bacon. Get to Mixon Fruit Farms today. Skip the line and call ahead. They love local regulars. 941-748-5829.
If you're concerned about the state of modern education, have you considered enrolling your child in a private Christian school? Go to ChristianTuitions.com. Discover how to get 50% off your first year. Find a school near you at ChristianTuitions.com. That's ChristianTuitions.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Alrighty, it's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop. And you know, you just never know who's going to be listening. You might have somebody by the name of Sue or Bill or Karen. By the way, I understand Karen now has got this really big fancy houseboat down by the river. And wow, I'm telling you, getting up in the world, that's all I can say. But anyway, there you go. Sue, Bill, and Karen. Hello to you guys. And hello to Bill and company up there in Wyoming, Montana. Montana, Colorado, North and South Dakota. Hello to all you roughnecks up there. And hello to our new friend over there, Saudi Arabia Way and Aramco, with all you folks living over there or listening to us over there in Aramco. But let's get right to it, because we need to tell you that a developing coastal low will produce rain and thunderstorms from the Gulf Coast and southeast into the Middle Atlantic region through Saturday. Now, it's just a little bit above where we're at right now. It's just passing through and over on the ocean side, if you will. And a few of these thunderstorms could be severe across South Florida, including the Miami metro area. Meanwhile, a powerful cold front will plunge through the Northwest. Here we go again up there, Navy and Marine Corps up there, Richard the Marine, into the interior west this weekend. Now, you can expect heavy rain and widespread mountain snow, and some of it will be heavy. So, if you're up in Seattle listening to us and our affiliates up there in Seattle, hello KITZ, Megatalk, and their sister stations there, you've got rain from Vancouver, British Columbia, all the way down I-5 to just about the Oregon border right now. That upper area that I told you about was coming down from Alaska, has come that far with the cold front and everything else with it. There will be snow in the mix, but it's just not snowing right now. It's all rain so far, even over to Snoqualmie. Now, take a look at it. Take a look at it as you're moving east, coming across I-90. You got some wind out there on the Idaho, Coeur d'Alene, Washington State line, and then moving over towards 4th of July and over east into Bozeman and Butte, Montana. You got some wind over in there, too. Could be bringing some stuff along with it, but right now it's just merely windy. So you guys up there in the rigs, you probably know about that already. And then up there in Wyoming, there's a lot of winds up there tonight. 25, 35 mile an hour gusts, except for up on Elk Mountain. And up on Elk Mountain, it looks like you got gusts and winds up there to 40, maybe 45 miles an hour by the looks of what I'm looking at here. Reno, some high winds there, down through the western part of Nevada and Lake Tahoe and on down towards it's in the mountainous areas there, Sierra Nevada, so you got winds there. Winds down below San Diego to the east out in the high desert and all the way down to the Mexican border, all the way down there to Tijuana. And then we do have a little bit of snow tonight, not much to speak of, but it's down there in the southeastern corner of New Mexico. And that puts it down by Ruidoso, down there in the mountains there by the Indian Reservation, when you cut across the shortcut over there to go through, oh gosh, Marsville down there, you know, the Sands Missile Range and all that, and Roswell, New Mexico. So you got some snow down in that area tonight, over towards, goes into just a little bit, into Texas. Now, looking at, North Dakota, southeastern and central North Dakota tonight, to include Fargo over to Bismarck, you've got fog. It goes up about 50, 60 miles north, too, of I-94. Coming down in the northeast corner of South Dakota, you have got fog there as well. It's not over in Minnesota yet, but it could be. It could be moving that way. And you're looking good in Iowa, looking good in Missouri. Got a little bit of rain down there in Arkansas, the eastern end over towards Memphis and on down the east side. And over into Wisconsin tonight, the southeastern and central part of Wisconsin, to include Milwaukee, got some winds in there, 20, 25, 30 miles an hour. And then moving over into Indiana, southern Indiana, probably around Lafayette, about where Dan is, you got some rain there. I'm sorry, wind there. Looks like you got a 15, 20 mile an hour wind with gusts to 25. And then a little bit of rain again coming on down south, down towards Mississippi tonight, along towards Jackson. It looks like there's a little rain in there. Now, getting over to the East Coast, there is a system going up the East Coast, and you've got some rip tides and some high seas right now from about Savannah all the way up to the Carolinas, all the way up to Cape Hatteras. And as that system moves along and does whatever it's going to do, it looks like because of the mixture of the weather, the warmth and the cold, because there's a little bit of each in there, temperatures are going to drop a little bit too, by the way. What's nice and warm now won't be by Saturday. Up through there, the temperatures are going to drop about 15, 20 degrees. So you may get some severe weather in the mix there. But that's what it's looking like right now in the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And don't forget, if you, you're out there in the road, one of you drivers, and you see something you think the rest of us ought to know about it, like Catwoman and Road Dog do, they tell us where these different accidents and delays are when they're in their travels coming up and down the way they go from Lafayette, Indiana, all the way down to Laredo, Texas. And if you see something that we need to know about, you let us know so we can tell your brother and sister truckers out there about it. And hello to Catwoman and Road Dog right on cue. Okay, you guys are in Charleston, Missouri at the Pilot. Little light rain there. Yep, I can see that. Listening now. Okay, well, you guys take care and you're switching drivers there. So Catwoman and Road Dog, glad to hear from you. Trucker Mark hasn't told me where he's at, but he was talking to me earlier. And Trucker Eric hasn't told me where he's at, but he was talking to me earlier. And by the way, to Charlie the Steel Hauler, he says, hey, Captain, I'm back up in Pittsburgh. I made it down to Miami. Listened to you all the way down and listened to you all the way back up last night. I'm getting ready to load up and headed on down for Monday delivery. I'll be down there this weekend because I'm getting out of Dodge. It's going to get cold up here. Well, I got you, Charlie. I got you on that one. It'll be warmer down here, but not by much. We're supposed to have a low, I don't know, Monday or Tuesday, something like that, back in the 40s. So here we go. But it is what it is. And to everybody that's out there, again, listening to us, we thank you so very much for supporting this show. Again, we've made a lot of inroads here, but it's because of you guys and because of the fact that you believe in what we're doing, and you know, you've been helping us, and that's what it's all about, numbers. And people look at the numbers, and all week long in our time slot, we've been number one in many markets around the country, beating a lot of different shows that you would think that would have, you know, some of the ones that are let's see, the guys taken up by the spaceships and the UFOs and the wannabe truck drivers that never drove a truck in their life. I love that one when they're out there talking trucks, and these guys, they don't even have a CDL. How do you like that? How can you drive a truck without a CDL? Think about that. But anyway, the president is going to create a new post zeroing in on human trafficking. It's going to be like a czar position because we've got a lot of problems, especially here in Florida. They're finding out more and more and more about that down here in South Florida. Now, the Super Bowl down there, they are particularly watching for the underage hookers because a lot of that is trafficking, human trafficking. And it's so pathetic. It really is. It's so pathetic that people have to resort to something like that. But maybe they'll get a chance to stop it. And, oh, by the way, a new Harris poll. Michael Bloomberg has slipped past Elizabeth Warren into third place. He's now dropped down to fourth. So there you go. All right, well, I got to do this real quick. Mel up in Saratoga Springs, you're going to go to break, so you got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, Captain, you were talking about those two Vindman brothers, Heckler, Jekyll, Mutt and Jeff there. You know,
I know.
The president always he's always been called the world's greatest rope salesman. So I think he gives these guys
Make it quick. You're going to get hung up on here. Make it quick.
Yeah, make it all. But yeah, you know, you keep your friends close. You keep your friends close, but your enemies close.
All right.
That's what I think he's doing.
Thanks a lot, Mel. I'm sorry about that, but the computer just cut you off. You called right on top of a hard break there. All right, folks, we're going to the news, and when we come back from the news, going to have a surprise for you. One of our favorites is going to be on the line. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't. I think it's more, quite honestly, something that we kind of knew would happen. I mean, you're making Hollywood movies about this stuff, for crying out loud. We had a recipe for this thing in the past when we dealt with SARS. So, no, I don't think it's a black swan event. I think that, quite honestly, the markets are presently surprised by how well